Well, thank you for picking me up from the airport. You know, I just get so discombobulated trying to find my way around this big old windy city.
Well, I'm glad I can help, Myrtle. But where are the luggage?
I am staying for the entire weekend.
So what brings you to Chi-Town this time?
I am hell-bent on claiming Edward Winslow as my own.
Oh, but Myrtle, you know Eddie's still dating Greta. Why do you keep torturing yourself?
I just can't help it. My love for Eddie just burns in my belly like fresh cold liquor.
I feel that strongly about Eddie.
Don't give up. Sometimes dreams do come true.
Who would have ever thought I'd be dating Locke?
Certainly not me.
There's no greater feeling in the whole world than when the person you love finally starts to tolerate you. For years, Laura would barely speak to me. And just last week, she actually said she loved me.
Oh!
Myrtle?
Oh, Steve. You have somebody. Well, I'm all alone. And quite frankly, I'm getting tired of resetting my biological clock.
Myrtle, you aren't even 21.
You don't understand. After the age of 23, Urkel women begin to start to look mannish. I have to snag Edward before my bed comes in. Oh, Steve, look out!
Hey, baby. How is the love of my life, huh?
Well, now, why are you so happy?
Am I happy? I guess I am happy. Happy, 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 happy.
What, did you get a raise?
No, I got rejuvenated. I finally took your advice and got one of those therapeutic massages. 10 minutes ago, I was sitting pretty in Shiatsu City.
Well, you're feeling good.
Oh, baby, I am a new man. Ariana poked, prodded, and pounded all of my stress away.
Oh, that's great, honey. Ariana?
Yeah, my masseuse.
Ah, she attractive?
No, no. Just the opposite. Mm-hmm. Big beefy sister. Swollen. With a winky eye.
Hey, family, what's up?
Hey.
You miss me?
Miss you? How could we miss you? Been over here every day since you moved out.
Oh, don't you pay any attention to your father. I missed you, baby.
Oh, that's right. And you know the reason I'm always over here is because I miss my mommy.
Yeah. And you want me to do your laundry?
Please.
All right, Eddie. But from now on, you're going to do your own laundry,
nah,
okay?
Thanks, Mom. Oh, Mom, don't forget the fabric softener. You know it makes my shirt smell sweet and springtime fresh.
Sweet and springtime fresh. Y'all must be talking about me.
Quick, somebody call the zoo. The water buffalo broke loose.
Oh, now, Eddie, be nice.
Well, Mama, I am being nice. I was gonna say, quick, somebody call the news. They just had a Bigfoot sighting. But I held back.
Well, I ain't holding back, you big old squeeze bottle of honey. I want you and I'm gonna have you. I like my mints like I like my coffee. Hot, black, and strong.
I'll get him later.
I mean, hi.
Oh, I can't sleep. For some reason, Mr. Sandman has ignored me tonight.
No, it's only 7:30.
Oh, but I'm depressed. I'm a Mississippi queen sleeping all alone in a California king.
Myrtle, is there anything I can do?
Hold me.
There, Myrtle.
Oh, Lord. I'm at my wit's end over Edward's constant rejection of my affections.
But Myrtle, Eddie's always rejected you, and it never seemed to bother you before.
Oh, of course he did. I just masked the pain. Oh, sure, I know what you were thinking. I'm just another carefree and incredibly pretty rich girl. But deep inside, I'm a heartbroken, incredibly pretty rich girl.
You read my mind, Myrtle.
Oh, my! Why doesn't Edward love me? You don't think it's because my feet are bigger than his, do you?
No. Myrtle, you know, I think that you just don't have the look that Eddie goes for.
What do you mean?
You know, you're behind the times by a few, decades.
Oh, but my style is classic. Oh, this is timeless, honey, timeless.
Maybe. But, it's not exactly Eddie's style. You know, he likes a girl with a hot 90s look.
Well, maybe I could stand to make a few incy-wincy changes. What do you suggest?
Head-to-toe makeover.
Oh, mercy. Would you help me?
Oh, I thought you'd never ask. Now, Benji's the hottest store in the mall.
You bet. Everyone who shops here is fly.
Why don't you look around and see what grabs you?
Okay.
Let's see here.
Ooh. Isn't this the most adorable little ensemble?
No.
Oh, that dress is perfect.
Mm-hmm. On me?
No, girl, on me.
No, ladies, I'm not too sure these clothes really say Myrtle. They seem to be saying Kelly or Cherry or cutesy little girl names like that.
Myrtle, how about this one? It's half off.
No wonder it's only half a dress. Besides, no one would look good in that rag. Unless you a hoochie mama.
Myrtle, if you want to sell some cake, baby, you got to put on some icing.
Oh, you so naughty!
Now, the trick to looking good is to accentuate your best features.
Oh, yes.
And that would be...
Actually, Myrtle, you have nice legs.
Ooh.
A miniskirt would show them off.
Mm-hmm.
Work it, girlfriend.
Oh, you're right. No more hiding these gorgeous gams. Yep. Charge it.
If you really want to stop traffic,
you should buy a bustier.
Ooh, scandalous.
And very sexy.
I'll take two. Georgie!
And nothing says wild woman like a cat suit.
Brrr. Georgie!
Now we're talking.
Yes, charge it all. Charge it all. Ooh, and charge it.
Hello.
Oh, hi. If you're looking for Eddie, he moved.
Oh, actually, I'm looking for Captain Carl.
Captain Carl?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's just my little nickname for him. Uh-huh. Actually, his name is Carl Winslow. Are you the maid?
No, sweetie. I'm the wife. Admiral Harriet.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Ariana.
Oh.
The masseuse?
Oh, I prefer the term licensed therapeutic reflexologist. After all, I am a professional.
I bet you are. Well, now, how can I help you, Ariana?
Oh, well, I just came by to return the captain's credit card. I guess he was feeling so good when I finished with him, he just floated home without it.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Yeah, hon.
Your masseuse just stopped by.
Ariana?
That's right, Captain Carl. Oh,
well, you see, honey, that's a little nickname due to the fact that I'm a captain. And that my name is, you know, mm-hmm. My name, so. Carl!
Yeah. Well, the interesting thing is, Carl, when I ask you what she looked like, you used the phrase big, beefy sister.
Well, now, you see, you misunderstood.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, you did. See, because what I said was that she had a big, beefy sister. That's what I said. Mm-hmm.
You said she was swollen and had a wanky eye.
Well, you see, no. No, I didn't say that. You see, what I said was she went bowling and she had some swanky pie. They served that as bowling. Okay, Harriet, I lied.
But why?
Well, I figured if I told you that you wouldn't let her rub on me anymore.
Well, Carl, you're right.
But Harriet, you know, she really is a good masseuse. I mean, my back never felt better. And our health insurance covers 10% of it.
And the fact that she's attractive doesn't matter?
Nah. No way.
Good. Because we're going to find you a terrific masseuse who really is swollen and has a wanky eye.
Yeah, but Harriet...
I'm ready.
What's in the basket?
Oh, just a few snacks. Let's see what we got here. Badger chips. A fresh jar of squid jelly. Ooh. And lastly, weasel dogs.
Is the coast clear?
If you're wondering where Myrtle is, she's upstairs, and she's got a big surprise for you.
Uh-uh, not for me. I'm sneaking into the laundry room, I'm getting my clothes, and I'm outie.
Well, I hope you're not wearing any cologne, because Myrtle has a nose like a bloodhound.
Yeah, and a face to match.
Sailor, buy a girl a drink.
Myrtle?
Live and in color.
Well, you look different.
sexy?
No, I ain't say all that now. What's wrong with your eyes?
I replaced my spectacles with tinted lenses. Maxine quaffed my dew, and Laura helped me pick out this spicy little number.
Yeah, it's real nice, Myrtle. See ya.
What's the hurry, big fella?
Myrtle, please.
Oh, my. Why, we're all alone in this great big old house. Why, if you were to make a pass at me, there'd be no one to hear my cries.
But they'd hear mine.
This compromising position.
I don't stop it. Get off me.
Oh, Edwin, on the floor? You animal.
Get off me. Stay away from me. I'm not. Myrtle, stop it. Don't touch me. I mean it. I'm blaming you. I'm about to start swinging. Myrtle, stop it.
You hold still. Hold still. You get my chocolate. Me.
Haven't I suffered enough?
What am I doing? Why, I'm behaving like a common strumpet, flinging myself upon you with reckless abandon. Oh, it's scandalous. Well, no more. I have far too much pride and way too much money to chase you like this.
Well, that never stopped you before.
I know. And I finally realized, no matter how the package is wrapped, you just don't want the gift.
I'm sorry, Myrtle.
Don't cry for me, Eddie Winslow. My heart may be broken, but it will heal. Because there is a whole world of men's out there. And I'm going to find me one that's going to love me the way I deserve to be loved.
Myrtle. So this means that you're not going to chase me anymore?
No.
And you're not going to buy me expensive gifts or have me followed?
No.
Wait. You mean that it's really, truly over?
That's right.
Whoa. Well, Myrtle, what's my life gonna be like without you in it?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.